Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Renaud Muselier, the president of Les Républicains of the PACA region, spoke to discuss his decision to form an alliance with La République En Marche for the regional elections. Renaud Muselier says once again that his choice is motivated by his will to block Le Rassemblement National. I killed Arthur Noyer, but I did not intend to do so, says Nordal Lelandais on the first day of his trial before the Circuit Court of Savoie. The former dog trainer is being judged for the murder of the young corporal 4 years ago after picking him up as he was hitchhiking in Chambéry. Nordal Lelandais, already involved in the case of Maëlys, explains that they had gotten into a fight that took a turn for the worse. 3 people have died in an avalanche in Villard d'Arennes in the Hautes-Alpes. The bodies were found at an altitude of over 3,000 meters. Météo France has placed all the Alpine departments under a yellow avalanche alert. The 31 French citizens of the Citizen Collective on Vaccination have submitted their report to the government. The members of the collective criticized the lack of clarity of the authorities surrounding the vaccination campaign. The collective considers that it is essential to have information that does not change overnight. They also want appointments to be made easier and waiting lists to be better managed. Meanwhile, non-European travelers may be able to enter the EU provided they are vaccinated. This is what the European Commission has just proposed. Hopefully, this will boost tourism as the summer holidays approach. And the Munich Beer Festival is cancelled for the second year in a row. It was due to start in September, but the sanitary situation remains too uncertain. This festival usually generates over €1 billion. And then in soccer, tension is rising for the PSG. On the eve of the semi-final return game of the Champions League against Manchester City, it is not sure if Kylian Mbappé will participate following his injury. The Parisian player nonetheless took off with his teammates today, headed for England. Tonight's training session will probably be decisive. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.